This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
I get a new computer. I picked up one of these touchscreen 3-in-1 laptop things. Best like $800, $700 ever.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend $800 gonna be on my fucking truck with camping shit.
Oh, dude, that's even better.
Yeah. This fucking thing, I swear to fucking God. I'm telling you, I had it like 10 minutes.
Having a hard time figuring out the green screen.
But no, it's not figuring anything out. It's an old computer. I had this working beautifully 10 minutes ago. I fucking shut it down. And I come back to this bullshit. This is fucking stupid.
How was everyone's day?
Well, you know, now it's not even doing fucking what the fuck.
Like, I feel like we didn't have a lot of news stories all week, and then all of a sudden today it was like, wait, what happened? What? Did you see this? And it just all exploded.
You know, did you know when it gets too fucking hot in a car, your USB cable that charges your phone, plays music, does your navigation, just stops fucking working?
No shit.
Yeah, that looks better. Yeah, and then, yeah, so my fucking stopped working as I'm sitting in 110 fucking degree car because the AC broke 2 days ago. And then Ram said, we don't have any availabilities until October.
Oh, no AC till October?
Fuck that. I'm going to go take that shit somewhere else.
Take it to High Tech.
I don't know if that is.
It's an automotive place out by you that I took better, my cars to.
It's better than Low Tech.
Yeah.
I called some place and they're like, sorry, our manager's busy. I'm like, come on. But it's cool. 110 right. Is not that bad.
Roll the windows down. Is this acceptable for the peanut gallery? Oh, it looks like there's a bunch of like fucking locusts or some shit swarming around me. Oh my God. Whatever. Man. Welcome to the fucking locker room, fuckers. I'm fucking Matt.
And I'm Tom. There's two more of you.
I'm Chuck.
Yeah, no, I usually go last. Oh, I was waiting.
I was gonna go. You know, I was being a gentleman. I was gonna.
No, Marco's always the anchor.
Oh,
actually, you were the anchor last time, Chuck. I think because you were a special guest, we had to introduce you. But you're with us this week. We had to have you here with us this week after the amazing love and affection that our fans showed us from last week's episode about.
There was a lot
stacking up.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's borderline. It's borderline, like kind of creepy, but it's cool. But Marco, did you see the one that he did with you singing? The most recent one that I dropped in there?
No. Hold on.
Dude.
Hold on. Wait. Okay.
So for those of you that don't know.
On the four of us?
Yeah. Yeah, so okay, Matt, you have do you have that original message where the guy says no? Because we have to start there. So for everybody just joining us, or if you didn't listen to last week's Locker Room podcast, or the last, I guess it's been kind of an ongoing gag that's evolved.
Yeah, it's evolved, gotten out of hand,
Yeah, it's awesome. So basically, the idea was how if
oh snap! I just saw sorry the eyebrows.
So it was a genuine question, and honestly, like I think if we were to stack up, I think Marco would be first. I'd pick Marco to breach the door any day of the week. You'd give him a ram and like Fezzik, tear his arms off. You know, like
anybody got a peanut?
Fezzik, he's gonna go away from me, Fezzik.
Somebody call the Bruce Card. He's on the Bruce Card.
He is
the Bruce Card.
So I would have you like back the stack. They don't answer. Come up, breach. Then as you drop the ram, me checking.
Can I say ole when I do it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like crack ole.
I tell you, I worked with a guy. He hit the ram on the door in just the wrong spot to have the ram go through the hollow core door into the house, leaving a hole that he had to then reach through to unlock the door because the ram was inside.
That's embarrassing.
Terrible business.
Oh yes, that
hold on, Perp. We'll be right with you. Hold on. Stay in there.
Don't grab my ram.
Yeah,
exactly. I would be on the other side, slapping hand. You know, just a little, like total comical. Nothing crazy and heavy. Like no hammer or anything. Just a little hand slap.
No. There was a. I saw a post. I don't know if it was real or not, but it was like a Facebook Marketplace post where a guy was selling a ram. He's like, "Cops just left my house and they left this here, so I'm gonna try and pick up a couple $100 to replace my door."
That's amazing.
Oh yeah, it is. So that was the question, is how would we stack ourselves? And I honestly would stack ourselves. It would probably be Marco first, who would then breach the door, then he would take the rear, and then it would be Chuck through first because he's shortest, and Matt and I could shoot over top of him.
Oh, theatrical.
That's fair.
But I do like well, we'll get to it, but anyway, so that's it. Kind of evolved from there where listeners started to tell us how things were going to stack up, and then we read one of those messages on the last episode because it was epic.
Yes.
And another listener said, hold my beer.
Yeah, this was Sunday. I sent it to you guys Sunday, so it was probably Sunday evening or something like that. Mm-hmm. So this is the message. Bear with me. It's long. No. Here's how podcast Team Six clearing a room full of terrorists.
Podcast team six.
By the way, if we ever get told, like served with a cease and desist order, I should just go out and trademark podcast Team Six right now. And that would like folks, if the locker room ever has to change its name or, take itself away from war stories, we're calling it podcast team six. Here we go.
I support this decision.
Okay, first the loadout is Chuck having a high-powered electric tactical mobility scooter. Yes. With a ballistic front windshield.
Dude, I just picture the Robin cycle from the rascal. Old 60s Batman. Like it's got plexi with like a C on it for Chuck,
Oh my god.
I'm just thinking of this fucking decked out rascal. You know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, he's sick.
That fucking crimson red.
Well, have you seen those they're like a Segway, but they're three wheels that they stand up on?
Yeah, the security guard.
The security guard.
Yeah, like T-Bob. Paul Blart.
Yeah, have them.
Yeah. Yeah, like Paul Blart. Yeah, yeah, with the fucking Marco. Ballistic shield.
Yeah. T-Bob.
Okay.
It's T-Bob.
What's up? T-Bob.
Hold on, before you keep going.
Matt's not nerdy enough to know that, and Chuck's not old enough to know that, but I knew you would get that, Mark.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention. What?
Those three-wheeled ones?
Uh-huh.
T-Bob. There was a cartoon when we were growing up called Mask, and these guys drove around these transforming cars, like a car that transformed into a jet and a motorcycle that turned into a helicopter. Anyway, the kid had a little like R2-D2 looking. No, it wasn't Transformers. The kid had a little R2-D2 looking robot friend that could then sprout like wheels and tuck his arms in and become a three-wheeled scooter. Yeah. And so when you look up this little three-wheeled scooter on the cartoon, it 100% looks like these security guards are riding around on a little fucking cartoon T-Bob. It's just hilarious.
That's amazing. The funny thing is, when you sent this, I was laughing so fucking hard at the very beginning because I had just gotten back from a French boutique store called Target, and they had fucking scooters there. And I decided to send my 12-year-old daughter over there to go snag one for me. So she ganked that shit. I threw the crutches inside of it and took off.
There you go.
And then started just banging into shit because it could turn on a dime. And I would overshoot turns and stuff. And then I tried to do some cool tricks and about fell over. But every time I was hitting shit, I was yelling fuck real loud. And everyone was staring at me in the store. And I was like, I had to cool it down a little bit. But
you should have been yelling America. Every time you
America!
America! Boom, America! Boom, America! God given right to fucking run one of those things right when you bust your leg.
That's funny. But continue.
Okay.
Amazing.
Where was I? Ballistic front windshield. He has a flamethrower attachment and a high power nail gun because fuck you, ISIS. And a PA and a PA system that plays Fortunate Son. That's where I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
He's wearing an American flag bandana and aviators. Obviously, he's got the Crocs on and they're in sport mode. And for the non-Croc people, that means the strap is back and hooked over the heel. I call it 4x4 mode. Yeah, exactly.
4x4 mode. 4x4, yeah. Okay.
I
call those things Air Jesus. Okay.
I just can't. I can't.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Under doctor's orders, I had to get a pair of house Crocs because we don't wear shoes in our house, but it's everything's hardwood floor. And because of my foot, it's been detrimental walking around barefoot on these hardwood floors. So the doc goes, get a pair of Crocs and only wear them inside. They're easy to clean. He goes, and they'll be so comfortable. And so I bought my first pair of Crocs a couple of months ago and I'm like, holy shit. Now I haven't worn them out of the house. I just wear them in the house, but they're God. Fucking, they're ugly as hell,
self-respect,
but they're fucking comfortable.
Gay.
the holes are spaced apart just right. I'm going to show you a picture. You can put attachments from your AR that go on the Picatinny rail system. I swear to
you
God.
Can use you can use M-locks and that motherfucker.
Yep.
Tacticrocs.
Yep. The spacing is perfect.
Okay.
You can put all right. So Chuck's got AR attachments on his Crocs as well.
Yeah.
And they're in, here. Are they in 4x4 mode?
They're in 4x4 mode. He calls them, this listener calls them sport mode. We're going to say 4x4 mode.
Okay. Maybe sport mode is with the band on the front instead of on the back. Who knows?
No, because if you're running and gunning, you're in 4x mode. Okay. Otherwise, they'll come flying off your feet. Okay, let's see here. Matt is wearing a caveman cloth over his crotch. Hey, I got clothes this time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because he is a minimalist. With the dual
Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan. So yeah,
I still think he's waltzing in there, fucking swinging his hips around, giving us all.
Well, that's just it. I mean, a loincloth doesn't stop the flapping jack from.
Yeah, no, it's just a little front cover. It's just a little dust flap.
Oh, maybe just a fucking like a forward hip thrust. You know what I'm saying? To make that loincloth again, so they know what they're fucking with.
Okay, so
I'm going to hell.
I'm wearing a caveman cloth over his crotch because he's a minimalist with the dual katanas that he somehow knows how to throw them like a spear. Tom still has the mullet and a shirt that says, "These aren't my pants," but little do the terrorists know, they are his pants.
They are my pants.
Cargo pants. In one pocket, you have a flashbang, and in the other, you have sand. You have
a sand
in your eyes.
Sand in one pocket, flashbang in the other. You have a 22, a little 22 AR.
Why do I get a 22 AR with a 100 round
mag? Hey man, those things.
I'm going to say it's a 223. I'm going to say that he left the three off. That's all.
You just see Suicide Squad.
The new one.
The brand.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
No, but smaller.
Yeah.
Is better.
I use smaller bullets.
And you'll, if you watch the movie, you'll know why.
You'll understand.
Okay. Right. All right.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. We'll just imagine he left the three off and it's supposed to be 223 AR.
Okay. So 223 AR with a 100-round mag. Marco has a pepper ball gun and a small wall breaching explosive.
But by the way, how does he know that you're deadly with a paintball gun, with a 68 caliber?
I have no idea. Right? I have no idea.
That's a good guess.
There's nothing on, there's nothing on my podcast that it refers to any, I see on the podcast. There's nothing on my Instagram that refers back to my old paintball days.
You've mentioned in the podcast though, the paintball situation.
I feel like we haven't mentioned that in a long time, but maybe he's just got a good memory.
Yeah.
I mean, someone dropped a Tonka, you know, saying like randomly in just one word, you know, so.
Right.
I don't know. These guys are pretty deadly.
They're taking notes.
Pretty spot on. So
yeah. Okay. So that's our loadout and our wardrobe.
Okay.
So here's how the operation goes. Y'all are coming down the hallway to a room where terrorists are confirmed to be in. Three confirmed to be in there. Marco goes past the room and into the room directly beside it. Plants the wall breaching explosive on the wall connecting to the terrorist room. Once set, you have Chuck directly facing the door with his attack scooter and Tom beside the door and Matt right behind him. Matt goes over the speaker and says, "I know you're in there," in a smooth voice.
Where'd you get a speaker all of a sudden?
I think he's using
the Chuck's scooter. Yeah, I'm using PA Chuck's PA.
Oh, I grabbed the mic. Chuck's PA, right.
So Chuck turns down. Hold on. So Chuck turns down the music like any fucking guy trying to fucking parallel park. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to turn down the fucking music first and like, okay, we're going to breach. So go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. And then I pop on and what he describes is a smooth, low voice and says, "I know you're in there." Immediately after he says that, Fortunate Son starts playing. Once the guitar comes over, it's Marco's cue to blow the wall. A big enough hole to have a good sight of the room to shoot through. He will pepper the terrorist with that shit. Okay, so Fortunate Son goes. Marco hits the charge. And peppers the shit out of the terrorist. Here we go.
But you know what I feel like?
Boom.
Okay.
I feel like that's the wrong song. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Once a good layer is applied, Marco will scream. Marco will scream, "FAFO, motherfuckers." Chuck will ram the door, smashing it open, and Tom throws a flashbang in. Once it goes off, Chuck storms in and shoots mild flames at the terrorists to make the effect of the pepper balls worsen. once set in the room, Matt and Tom follow in. As they're trying to open their eyes, Tom throws sand in them. There's where the sand comes in. So
there you go.
So they're hit with the pepper balls. They finally, you know, are able to open their eyes. And then, surprise, motherfucker!
Surprise!
So not the flashbang.
No, the flashbang disoriented them.
Gotcha.
Chuck puts a nice little crust on them with the flamethrower. Then they try to open their eyes, and that's when Tom hits him with the sand.
All right.
Following that, Chuck is starting to nail them to the wall behind them. So this is where the nail gun comes in. As they're getting nailed, Matt is spear throwing these katanas at the terrorist and sticking them in the leg. Thomas, on the other hand, is pumping lead into their stomachs with a 22 AR. He did 22 again. I think he intended
filling them with little tiny pieces of
that are just bouncing around and wreaking holy havoc inside their bodies. Once all three are confirmed KIA, you leave them there to rot. You then have a stealth chopper with the ramp to pick you guys up because the scooter, and ascend to the sky. When safe and clear, the AC-130 blasts the compound with high explosive shells and you're homebound from there. Great work, now, guys. Chuck, you saved humanity.
Chuck, were you on the scooter while you were parachuting during the halo jump as we, you know, inserted? Or did you have to get to the scooter once you did the halo jump and it parachuted separately? That's all I want to know, really.
Oh, fuck that. I'm a crippled. That bitch is on me. He's got a seatbelt.
I was going to say, he's riding that bitch down.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
So here's where I think the song is wrong. Here's where I think.
Okay. So hey, Mary,
oh, there we go.
Yeah,
like a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus.
I'm sorry, dude. That Chopper song from Predator is...
From Predator. So that's what we're... I think that's what's playing in our head, right? But as soon as this shit kicks off, what's actually going to fucking... What's actually going to happen is... I think what's going to happen is something just a little bit more off and comical, because knowing us, we're going to fucking trip right over each other. So, gentlemen, I think this could be something more like this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
We like to think it's going to go over smoothly, but it's going to be like tripping over each other's feet. Like, Chuck is going to go in there and run over Matt's foot, you know, with the scooter. Matt's going to yell over the loudspeaker. I'm not hearing their bitches. I just ran over. He just ran over my fucking foot. And angrily throw.
So, hold on. Chuck's going to run over Matt's foot. Matt's going to immediately reach down to grab his sore foot and drop one of the katanas. The katana is then going to puncture the tire on Chuck's scooter, rupturing it. And the sand that I had in my hand is now going to fly into my own face, causing me to stumble back into you, Marco.
Right. Where I go ahead and start pulling randomly. Start randomly pulling the trigger and hit the back plate, the backside of Chuck's actual guard, that magical fucking, you know, plexiglass.
Right.
I'm actually going to be hitting it on Chuck's side. Like,
but it's going to explode and then hit him in his face.
Right. And he's going to be blinded by the fucking pepper ball. Right. Yeah. That's
more like that's how it goes.
That's actually more. That's
right.
Then yell fuck real loud. My eyes are swollen because I'm allergic to that shit.
Oh, dude, I hate pepper spray. I'd rather get tased than pepper sprayed.
I mean, if you give me a burrito, I'm fine. I'm just
saying. I second the burrito. I'd much rather have a burrito.
No, he's just saying, put the pepper spray on the burrito.
Yeah. People are like, I'm going to pepper spray you. I'm like, is there a burrito involved?
Yeah. So,
because I'm down.
So, this week has given us so many gems. I don't even know where to even start. Should we just start with the top story that today?
Yes, one down.
Today, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo himself, said it was best that he step aside and he resigned. Mm-hmm. So amazingly enough, it wasn't all the old people that he killed that caused him to resign.
Yeah.
It was
not at all
the parade of accusers that literally crawled out of the woodwork once one girl broke her silence. Yeah, exactly.
11.
But yeah. He wasn't the only one to go down today, because I guess it was either today or late yesterday. Turns out that the president of the Time's Up Foundation, I guess timesup.org is what it's called. So for those of you who don't know, Time's Up is a charity group that is an offshoot of the Me Too movement. So Time's Up is like, Time's Up, sexual assaulters. We are going to stand up for these women.
Okay.
Right. That's the whole idea.
Are they gay?
No, they're women.
Time's up, sexual assaulters.
There you go.
Like a granny.
Right?
It's a nagging bitch. Anyway. And we're now once this again, is a great organization.
Send your hate mail to lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, fuck Thomas.
I'll just leave that there.
That is lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
Attention, Thomas.
Again, attention, fuck Thomas.
Anyway, so this bitch, she resigns as the president of Time's Up because she's a lawyer who represented the governor against his accusers.
Yeah, they called her the enabler in chief.
Oh my god,
was her nickname.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
So her law practice served the governor against the sexual assault victim. I guess at some point she even helped draft a letter to smear the first one that came out.
Yeah, that's right. Why they called her the enabler in chief.
And
yeah, she's
so here's the thing. I kind of want to know. So when we had two female cops that were involved in a relationship that they lied about, and there ended up being an IA into their relationship, and they ended up losing their jobs. they got a lawyer to conduct the internal affairs investigation that was actually a lawyer that specialized in doing cases defending gay couples in the workplace, because they basically, the city said, look, if people are going to go down for this, we want to make sure it's fair. So we're going to get somebody that's actually going to be on their side through the whole investigation. And if they find that they broke the rules, then obviously, you know, they must have broken the rules. So I wonder if I would like to believe that people are good enough to say, okay, look, I'm going to hire the woman who's going to, you know, really do this thoroughly because she fights for the victims. But something in me says, no, 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 get the woman who fights for the victims, because she knows all the like dirty ins and outs of how we can do this and how we can play. And she got caught. She got caught working for the wrong side, like advocating for the victim in public and then taking money from the suspect in private. That's what I think happened.
So double dipping. Huh. You think she was double dipping?
Yeah, she's going to play the, you know,
I mean,
the care about the victims until it comes time to catch the checks. Because let's face it, the victims ain't paying the check. The rich accuser or the rich suspects are paying the check.
Right.
And so she had to resign.
I mean, it's a pretty good theory.
That's me. But I think she should have resigned. I think that it's, you know.
I think you have to. I think you have to at that point. Honestly, I think you have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's, I mean, just not even like, okay, let's say the optics of it, like seeing that, but like, how does anybody trust that organization knowing that they had somebody like that working there?
Kind of, well, it's kind of like the Live Strong, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they found Lance Armstrong cheating. They booted him he stepped down at their spokesperson and you know, to having anything to do with it, and they're still going.
You know, are they?
So I think
I thought it kind of died.
No.
Okay. They're still a big thing.
Yeah. They're just not as forward with their publicity, because I don't think they really have a spokesperson like that again. You know, this isn't Papa John's. They got Shaq after you know, Papa John himself got booted.
Right. That makes sense. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. I just, like, you need an organization like that to actually help. Because, I mean, think about how many women step out and accuse people and then just get smeared, and they basically get totally hosed for saying the right thing. And what's really shitty is all the people that don't stand up for them because of money.
When you say totally hosed.
Oh, my God.
Smeared.
I'm just
smeared.
Saying. Smeared. When you say smeared,
yeah. So that was the big one for this week, and I couldn't happen to a nicer room.
But it's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, Marco.
Oh, you're telling yourself.
I'm just saying. It's gotta keep it fair. You're right over there, Chuck. What'd you get a whiff of?
My dog. Her jowls hit my hand, and I was like, I brought it back up on here because I was done petting her because it's wet. Mm. It smells.
maybe get them some of them little green doggy dental sticks that they eat and clean the damp teeth one time. Anyway, so that was when the report comes out and they find that he sexually harassed all these women, there's no choice. Like, you.
Yeah. Well, you plus they were talking impeachment, and it's different than a presidential impeachment in the state of New York. Once the impeachment process begins, if you're impeached, you are removed from office, and then you cannot run for office again. So it's not like a presidential thing where you could still be impeached, but then, you know, remain in office and whatnot. So he kind of did this, and CNN jumped right all over it right away. You know, saying, you know, well, we've seen political comebacks before, and, you know, he did this, and now he can still run for office.
Is it really?
Later on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah.
In a good way. They're thinking that, oh, well, you know, he can recover. And are they saying like, oh, God, he could come back?
No, in a good way. Like he did this so he can still be eligible to hold public office again in the future.
Oh, I understand. So basically, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me coming from Communist News Network.
Yeah. So, you know, you hide out for a while. It's like the celebrity that, you know, runs over fucking five kids crossing the street and goes, "Oh, I was high, but I went to rehab and sorry, I'm better now. Here we go."
Didn't Vince Neil kill his best friend?
Yeah. Raz. You think about Raz from
Vince Neil like crashed a car with Hannah Rocks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Vince Neil
got 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
30 days. Mm. Okay.
Went to rehab and I fucked up, man, but I'm better now. Yeah.
Must be nice to be rich. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I've told the story, I think, of the guy in our city who crashed his car drunk and caused his wife to burn to death. And when the cops arrived at the scene, he tried to blame her for driving. He tried to say that she was the one driving, even though her burnt corpse was in the back passenger seat. And he was the one who got out of the driver's seat. He was trying to avoid a DUI with manslaughter charges. Piece of shit.
Damn.
Yeah. People are awful.
Did he?
No, they charged him, but both families were like, "Look, the kids lost their mom, so don't take their dad away from him too." And so the court only gave him like 30 days for killing his wife. So I made book on him one day. I caught him driving on a suspended license, and I made book on him and paper fucked him with a police report that got him 6 months in jail. Fuck him. Driving on a suspended. Here you go. 6 months in jail, fucker. He got six times longer of a sentence for driving on a suspended license than for killing your wife.
So. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Wait, did he say anything to you when you pulled his ass over? He was trying to like bob and weave it.
It's just like, sir, mm-hmm. I just played it cool. I knew who he was. And I just like, "Oh, let me see your license. I'm going to run it." Suspended, take him to jail. Boom, 6 months. Because I was like, fuck this guy, dude. There's no way. There's no way. So, you know, those are the little ways you get even. Now, speaking of cops, little ways you get even. Chicago.
Oh, I just saw this. Who posted? Yeah. Who put that to the group?
So I put it out there to the group, but Chuck, you know the details of the shooting, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, could somebody give me a little background on this?
Basically, yeah. So it was a traffic stop, went awry. Suspect started shooting at the police, killed one. Partner officer did a really good job, started broadcasting. He was shot. Ella French, she passed away at the scene, I believe. And then he was transported to critical ICU in Chicago. And then the dispatcher, Keith Thornton, who I actually know personally, which is really, really crazy. He controlled the air, did a perfect job, set everything up, told people to stay off the air, set up a perimeter, try to catch the suspects. And, you know, subsequently, you know, a little bit after suspects were caught.
Right.
Do you know how they were caught?
No, I don't.
By the cops.
By the cops.
Cops got them.
Yeah, but yeah,
I mean, fuck both of y'all.
Sad. Mm-hmm. And they harp bitches. On it like insanely in the academy, and still, and it traffic stops the number one most deadly thing that you're gonna do.
Here's the deal. I get so tired of hearing, and a friend of mine brought this up on social media, and I figured we'd address it here. There is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. No. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Routine traffic stops are what kill cops. It's not like high risk. Like if you know it's a high risk traffic stop, the whole world's coming and you're pulling them out by the short and curlies at gunpoint and proning them out and all that kind of stuff. It's when you just pull a car over for nothing and walk up and they start blasting. So really people need to stop saying like routine traffic stops. There's only two kinds. There's a high risk traffic stop and an unknown risk traffic stop. That's it. So you take your life in your hands every time you walk up to
running the plate, and if it comes back like, "Hey, there's a shithead driving."
Yeah. So if you if you run the plate or you recognize a driver and they got a felony warrant, or the car comes back as stolen, or it matches the description of a vehicle and a suspect seen fleeing the scene of an armed robbery or something like that, you know, there's a warrant out for the vehicle. You know that this is a risky person and you have to take high risk precautions. But other than that, you just turn on the red light for, you know, running a stop sign, and you don't know the guy's a serial killer.
It's an investigative stop. I mean, you stop, you know, you have a reason to stop them, and there's some sort of violation that has been committed. But you don't just walk up with your guard down. I mean, especially when you're rolling too deep in a car, a partner car. I mean, you don't both walk up at the same time. You rarely do you ever see cops doing it. And when you do, it gets really lackadaisical because, you know, you can get shot that way. It's always, you know, you come up and you start clearing the car visually to try to see anything is inside. And that's just on a regular traffic stop, just a traffic stop in general. Because you don't know what's inside. It's all fucking unknown. It's completely unknown. You don't know who the person is driving because most agencies don't have the capability when you run the car that they automatically run the RO on file, which is registered owner. And then, you know, you can come up with warrants that way because they're not always tied to the vehicle. If the vehicle was used in the commission of a crime or the suspect is known and they have his plates, then they attach the want out or the warrant out on those plates. But a lot of times you'll come up on a car, you'll pull it over for something stupid, like running a stop sign or failure to signal while you're making a lane change or to turn. And you run the suspect or the person, the offender, the violator, the driver, whatever you want to call this person, the suspect. And you run that person in the car while your partner's watching the car, watching hands, everything. And a lot of times it'll come back, you know, felony warrant, felony want, and it won't be attached to the car. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Right. God forbid they cold plated it. God forbid they did all kinds of, like, they could have put a different plate on it from another car. So, yeah, traffic stops are super, super, super dangerous. And it's only because you have no idea. Yeah, there's 99 times out of 100, it's going to be totally fine. But that one time,
that's all it takes, right?
Right. That's what happened to this young lady. Well, the mayor of Chicago, who we affectionately call Beetlejuice.
Yeah, or Lori Lightweight.
Lori Lightweight?
Oof. Yeah. She went to the hospital, and the cops that were at the hospital, she went to go talk to the family, and the dad, who was also a cop, the victim's dad, he's a retired cop, ripped her a new asshole in the emergency room in front of everybody. And then when she went to go talk to the on-duty cops that had responded that were there, they all turned their back on her.
Yeah. And they said it was like, it seemed choreographed. Like they all knew they already had planned it.
Yeah. Like
They did an about face all at the same time. And I wish I could have seen that. I wish somebody was recording it.
Yep.
And I think it was recorded.
Was it? I haven't seen the video, but oh my God, I want to see that.
Yeah, that happened to the mayor of New York when he went to a police officer's funeral. What other message can you send other than, you know, a formal vote of no confidence from the police officers association that you go public with? And that's really just like, that's only symbolic. It ain't going to do shit.
Right.
Cops, here's a little known fact, listeners. Cops can't go on strike legally. Mm-mm. Legally. And the last time a prohibited federal employees union tried to go on strike.
You should talk to OCP about that. I'm just saying.
I know, right?
Metallica guy. RoboCop.
Original RoboCop.
Yeah.
But the last time they tried, it was the air traffic controllers, and Reagan just fucking fired them all.
Yep.
It's part of the contract. If you get caught organizing a strike, you're fucking canned.
Yep.
It's canned.
It's illegal. Yep.
Yeah.
Even the blue flu, you can get fired for the blue flu.
Yeah. If you're caught orchestrating it or
participating in it. Even if you're participating in it, knowingly participating in the blue flu, that your ass is grass. So, you know. There's not a lot of teeth to what cops can do. So turning their back on the mayor publicly like that, you know, that's the most they can do.
Sends a pretty strong message.
Yeah. Yeah, it does for sure. So I would have done it. I absolutely would have done it.
Absolutely.
In fact, if I was the dad, I would have said, I don't want you in here. Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave.
Mm. For sure.
Yeah.
Fucking sad.
It is. Yeah, it's
completely... So giving a little background, why is she so hated amongst Chicago's finest? She's
put a target on their backs. I mean,
yeah,
she doesn't support the police. I mean,
she refuses to accept federal help during the riots. Trump said, "I'll send you the National Guard," and she goes, "No, thanks, we're good." But then Biden gets into office, and she's like, "Oh, can you help me with the riots and the crime and stuff like that?" When she's part of the whole defund the police movement.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So she's basically running that city in the piss poorest of fashions. And the cops are bearing the brunt of it. I mean, there's a reason why they call it Chirac. And Matt, they've been calling it Chirac for over a decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, oh, by the way, I found out that my closest city, and it's adorable because I've driven through it a couple of times. And, you know, compared to some of the places I've been, both, you know, where I grew up and then as a police officer, they call it Spokompton instead of Spokane, Washington.
That's amazing.
Or I've heard somebody call it Spokanistan. But
wow,
as I drive through, yeah, there's some industrial areas, but I go, oh, that's cute. You guys think this is really terrible? That's cute. Okay. And don't get me wrong, there's some terrible areas, but you know,
yeah.
I mean,
but it's, yeah, man. I mean, relatively speaking, right. You know.
That's like if somebody tells you a girl who lives in Bakersfield's like, he's like, oh, dude, this chick's a 9, but you find out she lives in Bakersfield, then that's like a LA 5.
If four. That, yeah, 4.
I'm going right. 4.
Yeah.
Right. 4, dude. Baker, it's Baker, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
It might just be a catfish because they want to rob you.
Yeah.
Some sketchy shit up there.
We got to talk about this idiot Lars and his tweet.
Oh my yes, God. Yes, we do. Wait, I just, before we move too far away from our conversation, I just want to acknowledge the magic of that video of us as action stars.
Oh, yeah. It's by the same. So the guy who wrote that whole scenario then went on to, I don't know if our boy is retired or works odd hours, but it seemed like he had a lot of time, or maybe that shit's quick to do.
It is quick to that. Do.
It is quick to do. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, there's a whole nother series that I have to put up there.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it's so easy to do. I once did my partner. I'm not like that. It sounds really weird, but my partner, I turned him into a Victoria's Secret model. With a little runway fashion show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome.
I turned myself into John Wick, and it actually doesn't look too bad. Like, I guess maybe it's the beard, right? So yeah, you basically take a picture of yourself and run it into the app, and then the app does all of it.
Oh, okay.
All you need is a selfie.
Some of them work really, really well. Depending on the picture you take, some of them work really, really well.
Oh, dude, you as Clint Eastwood was fun. Like seeing you as the man from with the man with no name, you know, Blondie. Mm. That was fun. I liked it. And Andre the Giant was priceless, but it's a little
Andre the Giant was like, oh my God, say. This is beautiful. It was beautiful.
I think Dr. Evil.
Oh, Chuck as Dr. Evil was magic. That was up a legend.
It's like, well, and Mini Me.
And Mini Me.
Yeah.
And Mini Me. I was like, wow.
So you can go on to our Instagram if you want to see that video. I think it's on our Facebook too.
If there is a listener out there who can do like animated like cartoons, like that needs to be turned into like a 1 minute animated cartoon with like music or two music. Minutes. I don't fucking matter.
You're talking about the thing. Stacking. You're talking about the stacking?
Yes. Like the whole the drop and everything.
I agree. And I thought about it for 2.3 seconds. I'm like, I don't have that kind of time.
So if there's a listener who knows how to do flash animation or something like that, right? And they can animate this on the computer real quick. I promise you, I'll write the script and we will actually record the vocal parts and we will this cartoon happen. We will record our dialogue. Oh, we will do all that stuff. We'll send you the dialogue if you want to cut it together and make it.
if you have some time on your hands.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's amazing. So I just wanted to, before we move too far away from it, I just wanted to bring it back a second and acknowledge that first video was just epic and amazing. And then all the subsequent ones have been great too.
Yes. Yes.
It's fun. It's a little weird. Like you said, it's a little weird where you're like, holy shit, people like,
they're just making videos and having fun with our pictures.
They're running with it.
And
they're running with it.
Like, I can only imagine how like real famous people feel. Like when somebody runs up to them and is like crying and wants to hug them, and they're like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Amazing.
It is.
Oh, well, okay.
You've had listeners create like logos and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've done this, but this is the first time like they used our images and like
exactly.
Yeah, so it was fun.
If someone could make a theme song for that.
Oh no, I can write the theme. Matt,
yeah, we can do that.
Me, Matt, and Marco, we can write the theme song. Matt will play the bass. But Matt get that funky bass line. Marco lay down some drum tracks. I'll get a wah wah guitar going.
But to have their voice.
I'm actually thinking more of like the A-Team beginning, you know what I'm saying? Dun, like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
In 1977. Oh God. Well, what was so the last thing we got to get into, Matt, before we close out and get to our jokes?
Yeah. Oh, and I have a couple jokes too.
Oh, good.
I just forgot one. I remember one, but I'll remember it. So this shithead on Twitter or Twatter, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And I'm on there just as a voyeur. I don't post anything and all my shit's locked down, but it's just fun to go on there and creep. Or when somebody says something's on the Twatter universe and I'll pop on there and see. But this motherfucker, it was posted on, July 27th at 8:13 PM. And I don't know when it was taken down, but the internet's forever. There's people that screen grab shit and there's sites that you can see deleted tweets. So, once you put it out there, it's, those are your words. And this, you posted it, it kind of like cut off part of it. So I have the entire, tweet thing where he says, the CDC, that's the, Center for Garbage Control. Yeah. Center for Garbage Control should roll out a new program. Get the shot or get shot. The unvaccinated need to be rounded up and lined up in front of open trenches. Their choice is simple. America has had enough of their virus. We need to get back to normal life with or without them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
what's that Zombieland meme? I like your spirit. You die first.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'll give you my address. I'll leave the door unlocked. Just promise me you're the first guy in the stack and come on in. Let's fucking party.
Yeah.
Like,
you could be the only guy in the stack. Like, I'll come down there and I'll just wait. I'll just watch because I know Matt's going to whip the shit out of you. So I just want the chance to pop some popcorn and put out a lawn chair. You know,
like, who the fuck do these people, like, this is fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then somebody else posted to kind of like sum up this whole ridiculousness, and this is true, and I've seen this before, this isn't this person's like actual quote, because I know this person didn't write this, but it just says, history doesn't lie. History is the study of human nature. Creating different classes of people in a society is step one. Step two is always deciding how the lower class should be punished for their status. Step one leads to step two every time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
When is the last, like we've said this before on the show, but when's the last time the people that were disarming the populace, the good guys in the story, when is the last time that the people forcing mandates on another people were the good guys in the story?
Like, yeah, never. I'm going to go with never.
You know, the 29th of February?
Right?
Every 4 years, maybe, tops. This guy, I had to look it up because some of these tweets, I look and people post them and I'm like, dude, that's a troll account. That's like a,
yeah,
it's a spoof account. It's satire, right?
And because people were writing on the, and usually on Twitter, it'll, like they were writing the at and this guy's name, but it wasn't coming up. And it's like, what the fuck is this fake, you know? And
So, but no. Matt and I were able to find him, and I found him and I took a screen cap, and then Matt found the entire profile. And
yeah,
I, there's a, there's a,
I guess he's a congressman now. Is one of the he's a young congressman who just got elected. He's in a wheelchair. He's named Madison Cawthorn.
Yeah,
he's a, you know, he's kind of famous for being young, good looking, and in a wheelchair. Let's face it, right? Like that's what he's famous for. I mean, he got elected. Great, good for him. But he's still a human being in a wheelchair. And this fucking asshole, Lars tweeted, not Lars Ulrich, by the way. Lars tweeted, Madison Cawthorn does the sit down part pretty well. Now all he needs to learn to do is shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's clickbait. I think it's just a troll, honestly.
I don't know. If you read some of the other shit on his account, it's pretty consistent across the board. That's
there's another one that he posted before that on the 10th of July and left up, and Twitter hasn't flagged it or anything for, you know, inciting violence. And it's basically a reworking of what a later that one that we just read. It says, get vaccinated, you fucking vaxholes. The government should start a program. Get the shot or get shot. You can't transmit the virus if you're dead.
Yeah. Right. Although and you can't transmit the virus if you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was someone on the Instagram account today that was talking all that crazy nonsense after I posted a silly little video that actually was given to me by Matt.
Yeah. The girl arguing with herself, that magical one.
Yeah.
I love this fucking guy was just like, you know, these people need to shut the fuck up and all this. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Wait, on the War Stories?
It was on War Stories. I started going back with them. And so the final comment was, you know, like he was saying, like, he's like, if you don't have a fucking degree, you're not a doctor, you shouldn't be able to comment. And I was like, well, personally, you don't know me. Second of all, you don't know my education. And third, it's called freedom of fucking speech, or I can say whatever the fuck I want. It's
no, if you're not a concert pianist, you can't play the piano. If you're not in a rock band, you can't play the guitar. And if I forgot one more. If you're not my fucking dad, you can't tell me what to do, shitbird.
Shut the fuck up. Dude, it's crazy. These people are nuts. I mean, it should be your choice. And they're using the 1905 smallpox case law to do these fucking mandates.
Which is bullshit.
Right. But until that changes, until that case law changes, there is no standard to say what disease or what virus is going to be just as deadly as smallpox. But there are, I guess, one or two case laws that are in the works right now in the courts that could change that. And it could change all these fucking mandates, but I saw it as soon as the government was like, nope, you guys are getting this shit. You know, I'm like, oh, that's kind of fucking scary. You know, the government now is telling the military, you have no choice. When at the beginning they were like, no, they're going to have a choice. They can get it if they want. They don't have to. It's up to them. But now they're like, no, you must get it. Like the fuck?
Yeah, there's already, are you still in contact with anybody who's active?
Yeah, actually.
I've heard from some of my Navy guys, there's already grumblings of solidarity, and they're all going to say, no, we're not fucking taking it. And so, you know, they're just hoping that enough people will, you know,
tell them to go fuck themselves.
I would like tell to them go fuck themselves.
I hope Rand Paul, Senator Paul said, fuck them regulations. They can't arrest all of us. That was like, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, break the restrictions. What are they going to do? Arrest everybody? And I mean, he's right. I don't begrudge anybody getting the vaccine. Marco has it. I mean, everybody heard our episode about it, right? Marco said, I had to get it. We went, okay.
Yeah.
I think it was like a total of about 5 minutes worth of conversation. Because we don't look down or up at anyone who does anything like that. That's a personal decision.
It's a medical decision.
What's that? There was a meme that had the real confused kid. And it's like, wait, we're not doing My Body, My Choice anymore?
that's not a thing anymore?
We're not doing that? I mean, it's insane. Like,
bananas level insane. I was talking to a friend of mine just recently, and she was talking about sending kids back to school. And she was saying, you know, most parents don't know, like they'll go and they're like, well, we need your vaccine records or the child cannot come to school. There's a form at the school called the religious objection form that all you have to do is say, I need the religious objection form. And then you give it, you write your kid's name, you sign it and you hand it back to them. And now your kid can attend school without a vaccine. Yep. Period. End of story. They don't tell you that, right? No. Make it sound like you have to get
you have to do all this other
stuff.
And listen, I think I can speak for the rest of us. I dare say we're not anti-vaccine. We're just pro fucking freedom.
Yeah.
Right. My kids are all vaccinated against like measles, rubella, smallpox, you know, like whatever all those freaking boosters they give you growing up. My kids are all vaccinated against it because I don't want them. Go back to graveyards and watch how there's all these headstones that have like lived 1 year, lived 2 years, like 1947 to 1949, 1946 to 1952, you know, but somewhere around the late 50s, early 60s, those teeny tiny baby headstones just stop. You know why? Because the infant and child mortality rate went way down once we discovered childhood vaccines. Now, if you don't want to get them for other reasons, I totally support that. I don't necessarily agree with the people that say vaccines cause autism when the studies don't show that to be true. So if you tell me, well, I don't get them because I don't want to give my kid autism. Well, then we're going to have a discussion about the science behind that. But if you just say, no, I want my kid to get their own immunities. And if they die from smallpox, then fuck them. They should have been tougher. I'm going to be like, you know what? Okay. Like
Jim Henson. I'm just saying again. I said it before. I said it before on the podcast. I'll say it again. Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Look that shit up. We got fucked up sounding Muppets because of that exact same fucking ideology.
Right. So I agree with Matt. Nobody on this podcast is anti-vaccine, but we are definitely pro-freedom before we are anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
I told myself the last time I ever get fucking forced a vaccine, I'm not taking it. They forced H1N1 on me in the military when I went in when the swine flu was going around running rampant. And I thought everybody in the United States was getting this shit. And they lined us up at, you know, at work, and they said, you guys got to get a 2-part vaccine. You get it, and then 30 days later, you're going to get another one. Okay, whatever. We didn't know anything. I was fucking like 19. I was like, okay, sure. Whatever. Like the flu, right? Like yeah, sure. I thought I was going to fucking die. My bones were like on fire, and I was running like 104 temperature. I should have went to the hospital, man. But I fucking didn't because I was young and dumb. I mean, the next morning I felt a lot better, but like I started hallucinating. Like I was at work hallucinating. It was fucking horrible. It was a field day. Like it was, my sergeant had to send me home. And he was like, dude, go fucking home. And he was like, they had to help me to my car. And then I think someone followed me home. I don't remember the drive home. And I crawled to my front door and I was just in pain. I said, after that, fuck that. No, if you mandate a vaccine, fuck off. Like I'm not taking it because that shit's horrible. Like, and no one should ever be forced to do any of that shit ever. And now there's all these mandates coming out. Like, well, if you don't get it, we're going to fire you. And then if you come in with a religious exemption or a doctor's note that says you can't get it for, let's say, your heart or something like that, because of the swelling around the heart and all the other stuff that's been going around. And you bring that form into work. Okay, great. But we can stick you somewhere. We can accommodate your needs, but we can stick you somewhere where you won't infect someone or something, even if it's at a lower salary, at a lower pay. I'm like, holy shit, that's scary. So if you come in, you're like, well, I have religious exemptions or I have a medical condition where I cannot get this because it could be fatal for me. They can actually stick you somewhere where you don't come in contact with anybody and you're just kind of like a gate guard or some shit. And they can reduce your pay.
Holy shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And you have people on CNN saying, hey, it's time to get serious about this. If you don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the grocery store. If you don't get the vaccine, you can't da 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 da. Hey, I'm pretty sure. Who was
that? Don Lemonhead?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. White men are the worst thing in the world. Also, I married a white man, Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I don't care that he married a white man. I care that he talks shit about white guys when he's married to one. That's what I care about. So I
don't get it.
It's getting spicy, gentlemen. It is getting spicy. Yep. The military is going to demand vaccinations. There's police departments that are going to demand vaccinations. I mean, yeah.
I just got called about my vaccine status.
No kidding?
Yeah.
By the department?
Mm-hmm.
Oy.
I said I refused to state.
Was that an option?
Yeah. Last option. But they put you in the category of unvaccinated. But at that point, the ADA has strict guidelines to where if you say I refuse to state, they can no longer ask you anymore, because now that becomes a medical thing, and that's a violation of HIPAA, violation of the ADA.
Right.
So it's gonna be interesting. But I might not have to go back to work until the new year. So I mean, I'm going to ride this shit out as long as I can.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ride this like the Kentucky Derby, bro.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, and for people who've had COVID and, you know, they're okay and they don't have any crazy complications afterwards and they're just fine. And I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in ICUs with.
I've got God's antibodies.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it was like the video that you posted, and I posted onto Locker Room, and they slapped that freaking fact checker bullshit on it.
Oh god,
the missing context. And I'm like, wow, what's missing context in here?
Masks
do work. I'm like, okay, cool. So out of a 7-minute video with all these other facts that before people were saying was bullshit, the only thing you can come up with is, well, he said masks don't work, and masks actually do work. And we're going to ignore all the other science that contradicted every other bullshit they've been saying.
I'm just saying that my favorite meme right now is, if a fart can't be stopped by underwear, a virus can't be stopped by your goddamn mask. That's the science I'm going with.
There you go.
Right. I mean, that's provable every day. Just ask my wife.
Dude, it's getting crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting bonkers.
Yeah.
I've been yelled at for not wearing a mask. I've been yelled at work for not wearing a mask.
Oh, I
writing a report. When I was dipping, I pulled down to dip, and they would come in and be like, what the fuck? Put that mask back up. I'm like, what the fuck? Crazy.
So as we close out tonight, it's joke time, right?
Yes. Chuck,
did you bring any jokes? Because Matt brought some jokes.
Of course, I got some jokes.
And I seriously, can we just have a rule that like Marco has to keep trying until like he nails one day?
Yeah.
Like Marco, just bring us one.
But you can't steal his punchline though. We have to all.
Oh, you're right. That's true.
The last two podcasts, I've said a fucking joke.
I know.
But this asshole fucking stole my punchline. I'm sorry.
That's why Matt made the rule, and he's right. We won't steal
your punchlines. No more stealing anybody's punchlines.
You can laugh ahead of the punchline because you know what it is, but you cannot.
Yeah, you can't. No stealing the punchline.
Okay. I've got two.
Man, fucking dick.
So who wants to start? Because here's the thing: I may have gone and looked up some really offensive jokes just for tonight.
Ooh, but I have a quickie, and then I have a little like mini story one. It's not that long, but it's not like it's not a quick little one liner like we've been doing.
Because we're kind of veering away from the. Is it super funny?
I mean, I think it is. I think I'm fucking hilarious, but.
I mean, I have two.
Okay.
If you want, I can start it.
All right. Hit it, Chuck.
All right. When a man talks dirty to a woman, the man is charged for sexual harassment. When a woman talks dirty to a man, he is also charged $3.95 per minute.
Okay, I got a quick one. Where do bad rainbows go?
Where?
Prism. It's a light sentence.
Oh my god.
I have a really good one, but nobody gets it. Like, you have to explain what one of the words means. And I thought, like, I think maybe probably you guys would get it, but I don't know if the audience would get it. So
I hate having to explain jokes.
Yeah, I hate
it. Because it's not as funny when you have to explain
it. I got one from a listener. And after he said it, after he explained it, because I was like, I didn't get it. Oh, this is fucking pretty funny.
Okay, go.
I may try to remember it off the top of my head. It's in the DMs. He goes, it's like Christmas or something. And he goes, damn it. I didn't want a sweater. And he goes, and then it's like a pause. And he goes, I wanted a screamer. I was like, what?
That's,
I was like,
good.
I don't get it. And he's like, you know, like she was sweating. I didn't want a sweater.
Yep.
A scream. I was like, oh, yep. Dude, you're fucking dirty.
No, that's perfect. That's amazing. I like that one. You want to tell your long one, Matt? I have a couple of more short.
Well, let me tell the quick one.
Tell the quick one.
Yeah. Okay. What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
Oh,
okay. So the people in Dubai don't like Scooby-Doo, but the people of Abu Dhabi do.
Oh my God.
Oh, the look on Mark.
Abu Dhabi do.
Wow.
Okay. Should we just get into these offensive jokes?
There's some of them ones, and then
okay, go ahead, John.
What's 6 inches long, 2 inches wide, and drives your girlfriend wild?
What?
What?
A bill.
Okay. What's the difference between Paul Walker and a computer?
Oh shit! This is gonna be great. What?
I gave a fuck when my computer crashed.
Oh my God.
That's fucking glorious. That's rough.
Locker room mailbag at gmail.com. Attention, fuck Thomas.
Oh my God.
Or
what's the worst? Wait, it's going to get worse. Oh, buckle up.
It's going to get worse?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was the not worst one?
I'm just going to put it out there. My name is Chuck and I like Paul Walker.
What's the worst thing about breaking up with a Japanese girl?
Oh boy, now we're getting racial too.
What? You gotta drop the bomb twice before she gets the message.
Oh. Okay, that's the phone number to reach us directly. It's 626-692-5122. Oh, there's okay. Worse. Hold on. Go ahead. Go.
Oh my God.
How did Rihanna find out Chris Brown was cheating on her?
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. She found another woman's lipstick on his knuckles.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Oh, let's see. God. All right. I'm going to try and find one that's really bad, but not too bad. Okay. What's the difference between a feminist and a hockey player? What? Hockey players change their pads after 3 periods.
Oh.
Wow, shots
God.
Fired.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Shall and we close out with my lighthearted yes, long yes. one?
Yeah, please.
Let's okay. go. Let's cleanse the palate.
Let's cleanse the palate. Okay. A pirate walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
I love
what
this
happened?
Joke.
You look terrible." And pirate says, "What do you mean? I feel fine." The bartender says, "Well, what about the wooden leg? You didn't have that before." "Oh, well, we were in battle and I got hit with a cannonball, but I'm fine now." The bartender says, "Well, okay, but what about the hook? What happened to your hand?" We were in battle. I boarded a ship and got into a sword fight and my hand was cut off. I got fitted with a hook. I'm fine, really." The bartender says, "Well, what about the eye patch?" "Oh, well, hey, we were at sea and a flock of birds flew over. I looked up at one of them and it shit in my eye." And the bartender says, "You're kidding. You lost an eye just from bird shit?" "Nah, it was me first day with the hook."
Oh.
Okay, I thought it was a different joke, but I've heard that one. Here's the last one. Ready? Pirate walks into a bar and he's got a steering wheel sticking out of the fly of his pants.
I love this one.
And the bartender says, "Excuse me. You have a steering wheel sticking out of the crotch of your pants." And the pirate says, "Arr, and it's driving me nuts."
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more offensive ones on there, by the way. So I'm going to save some of those for later.
Yeah. Yeah. Save them for later.
So, well, I think that those were plenty of things for good. Tonight.
Oh, I need to do a PSA.
Okay.
Quit sending me that fucking post, motherfuckers. Fucking quit. Stop.
A Karen,
fucking
the male equivalent of a Karen is a Matthew. Yeah, and that's not even true.
It's not. It's fucking Chad. Well, it's always fucking Chad.
I thought it was Kyle. Disagree,
it's fucking Chad.
I thought it was Kyle.
Whatever.
Chad. It's been Chad or Kyle for a while. Yeah, it's a really kind of an old news thing.
But listeners have been sending that shit to me. My personal friends have been sending. All you mother, just fucking stop. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I don't know how many hundreds of times I've got that fucking thing. It's ridiculous. Right,
and you're trying to be polite by just sending the thumbs up back.
And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, fuck all you, okay? That's where we are.
Yeah, well.
Seen it.
On that note, stop sending him the fucking tweet.
You know, or they're just going to send it more now just because. I know, my
God. I'm going to create a bunch of fake accounts just so I can send it to you more.
Yeah. Well, now I'm private, so thanks to you, I had to go private. And for those of you that are in the waiting box to be approved, I need to vet you first, and then you will be approved. That's my private Instagram. I post personal shit on there. Now I got all these random people on there.
Yeah, you may have to like make a second private Instagram.
Yeah. The super private, the double private.
It's the double that secret new, probation.
New. Yeah.
That's that new. Well, on that note, unless you guys have anything, follow us on all the socials, help us grow the podcast.
That's the biggest thing. We don't run fucking ads on this thing. We don't bog you guys down with ads or any shit like that. We ask, you know, we shill some of our merchandise once in a while. We ask you to go check that out. But the biggest thing you can do to help us, honestly, is if you like it, if you think it's funny, if you get anything out of it, just tell somebody,
right?
Spread the word. And that's it. We want to keep this thing ad free. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So if we grow it more, we are able to do that. That'd be great.
And our Chuck's getting quotes right now on locker room versus everybody shirts.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're on TeePublic right now, but I don't know if the audience understands. TeePublic takes like 85% of that money. So yeah, like we do those so you can rep the show and stuff like that, but we don't really see anything from it. But when we sell them on our website, we actually can help support the podcast and buy neat little things like new equipment.
Yeah. Or just turn it back into getting more merch.
Listen, folks, we're trying to spend, you know, $800 on getting Matt a laptop that works. So don't make us start a GoFundMe. Those are always so sad.
Oh, yeah. No. I refuse.
Anyway. All right. Well, until next time, we'll see you in the locker room, I guess.
See ya. Later.